Serving with all his heart. Elder Dale G. Renland, the newest member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, has always said yes to serving the Lord. Conversion is the scriptural phrase for a change of heart. See Mosiah 5:2, Alma 5:14. Elder Dale G. Renland knows all about that. As a new apostle, Elder Renland teaches the gospel of Jesus Christ to help people have a change of heart. In his professional career, he also helped people have a change of heart, literally. Before serving as a general authority, he was a heart transplant doctor. He was known for the good care he showed to his patients and co-workers. One doctor said Elder Renland brought out the best in people. He listened well and cared, and he was immensely interested in the success of those who worked with him. A Swedish upbringing. Dale Gunnar Renland was born in Utah, USA, on November 13, 1952, but he and his family spoke Swedish at home. His parents had moved from Sweden to Utah in 1950 in order to be sealed in the Salt Lake Temple. There were no temples in Sweden or Europe then. When Dale was 11, his father was called to be a building missionary in Sweden, so the family moved back for a time. There, Dale had a memorable spiritual experience. After reading the Book of Mormon, he prayed and asked if it was true. He recalls, "I had a distinct impression. I've been telling you all along that it's true." A few years after his family returned to Utah, Elder Renland was called to serve his own full-time mission in Sweden. He describes it as a lot of work, but also a wonderful experience. It was life-changing in terms of commitment and deciding to do the best one can to be a disciple of Christ. Marriage and medical education. Following his mission, he was an excellent student at the University of Utah, receiving a bachelor's degree in chemistry and a medical degree there. After graduating, Elder Renland was happy to be accepted for further study by Johns Hopkins University, one of the finest medical schools in the United States. By this time, he had married Ruth Libert, whom he met in his ward after his mission. "Aside from the decision to be active in the church," Elder Renland said, "marrying Ruth has been the most amazing thing in my life." They were married in the Salt Lake Temple in 1977. Their daughter, Ashley, was born in 1980, 1 week after Dale graduated from medical school. To attend Johns Hopkins University, the Renlands moved to Baltimore, Maryland. In addition to being a busy doctor and a young husband and father, Dale was called to be the bishop of the Baltimore ward. Growing through trials. A year after moving to Baltimore, the Renlands faced a severe trial. Sister Renland was diagnosed with cancer. She had to have 2 surgeries and 9 months of chemotherapy. Struggling to take care of Ruth and their daughter, Elder Renland recalled, "I was hurting, and it seemed as if my prayers wouldn't go heavenward." One time when he brought Ruth home from the hospital, she was weak, but they wanted to pray together. He asked Sister Renland if she would pray. Her first words were, "Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for priesthood power that makes it so that no matter what happens, we can be together forever." In that moment, he felt a special closeness to his wife and to God. "What I had previously understood about eternal families in my mind, I now understood in my heart," he said. Ruth's illness changed the course of our lives. Called of God. After Elder Renland finished his medical training, they moved back to Utah. He had a successful medical career and served as a stake president and then as an Area 70 in the Utah area. In April 2009, he was called to be a General Authority 70. His first assignment? To serve in the Africa Southeast Area Presidency. One Sunday, in Central Congo, he asked the members what challenges they were facing. An old gentleman in the back of the room stood and said, "Elder Renland, how can we have any challenges? We have the gospel of Jesus Christ." Elder Renland recalls, "I want to be like those Congolese saints who pray for food every day, are grateful every day for food, and are grateful for their families. They have nothing, but they have everything." On September 29th, 2015, President Thomas S. Monson called him to be an apostle, telling him, "God called you. The Lord made it known to me." Elder Renland said, "I don't feel qualified, with the exception that I do know that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world." End of the article, Serving with All His Heart, read by Eden Reinwand.